I want us to finish tea, a coffee break at 22, so it's a straight 10 minutes coffee break. 20 to 12. Coffee's there. See you at 22. As I walk towards that thing, it cuts off, and I think that's probably to stop itself whistling. Because I can actually hear the echo from here. Can you?
If you talk, I don't think it's actually. It's not working.
Is it not?
So this place only got you 10 minutes, you might have to grab a coffee.
Well, people, I suppose, but they're wrong.
Okay. Is there anything coming out of that, Paul? Is there anything coming out of that? No? Nothing at all? This thing was working perfectly on Tuesday. Is there any volume coming out of that thing? Can you just go closer to that? Should be a significant volume coming out of that. Nothing at all? No?
That's all coming from you, yeah.
How about that? No?
Yes.
Yeah? There's a mic volume in the middle. Do you want to turn that up a bit? So it's microphone volume in the middle knob. Try that one. Turn any more?
No, that's the part.
Not good?
No, it improves, yeah. From here, we can hear it,
yeah. Not brilliant.
It's not so bad.
It was phenomenal in Newbury. It was just so clear. Okay, how's that? Any better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Thank you. Okay, folks, if you need to bring your coffees in, do that. We need to start again. Right, Gary.
Think absolutely nothing. Nothing. Just white space. It's a snard in itself, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It is hard.
I'm old. And it shows.
Let's go, folks. Let's go. Yeah, bring your coffees with you. Richard, is that any better? Yeah.
It's totally improved itself.
It's your presence that does it. It's the genius in your presence. The battery, the power switch actually got turned on in my suitcase, so it was overnight just draining itself silly. So it's gradually begun to power back up. Good.
It's worth itself.
May I ask who has been with not missing?
Everyone warm enough for cool drops?
You warm enough? You need some warmth. Who's the boss? Plead to him.
Yeah. Anyone? Well, too warm, too cold.
I can tell you've been struggling.
I'm not going to tell you. That brain belt.
I was going to tell you.
I'm not going to tell you.
You're more like Scotland.
All right, who's been with the advisor gym for longer than 12 months now?
12 months.
12 months. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, John. Happy birthday.
Yeah, well, I'm about to hit to you.
Can I just see a show of hands again? All right. Would you mind explaining to the others in the room then, those that have, why clients really come to you? We've discussed this in three of the last five workshops. Why do clients really come to you? Select yourselves. If you're busting, then put your hand up and give an answer. Nigel?
They come to me for peace of mind and confidence. Sorry, they go away with peace of mind and confidence.
Okay. Nick, you're going to make... Thank you, Nigel. You going to make a comment?
I don't like clients come to me.
Yeah, why do you think they come to you?
They come for financial advice, usually. Maybe not. Which is frustrating.
Howard.
I think they come to me with a problem, and they think I'm going to understand the problem better than they do. And have a solution.
Okay. Now take that comment and look at the board and articulate your answer again. Why do clients really come to you?
Experts in our field.
Okay. Personally.
They've got answers.
They've got a problem.
And?
They think you might be able to solve it. Or at least listen.
That's right. What do we call that in marketing terms? and business terms?
Outcomes.
Clients are really not that interested in your service. You may plead that they are and pray to goodness that they are, get on your knees and hope that they are. What they want in a relationship with some other human being is that you can help them get different outcomes to the outcome they've currently achieved. If they don't want a different outcome, you will be irrelevant in their lives. They will carry on living the way they're living, and they'd have no need for you whatsoever. They wanted the same outcome as they had yesterday in their lives. They don't need you. They want a different outcome in their life as a result of engaging with you. Otherwise, what is the point in their spending time going through your arduous service and your boring questionnaires and your tedious fact-find processes and your two-hour-long meetings, unless they could get out of that process a different outcome in their life to the outcome they've currently achieved? It's pointless. No purpose in it whatsoever, just a waste of time. The purpose of your existence is to help them achieve a different outcome. Otherwise, you are irrelevant in their lives. It's a hard pill to swallow when you've taken lots of exams and got 20 years of experience. You think they want your advice. Your advice just gets in the way. In the way it's currently expressed, what we're trying to do today is to allow the advice to do this, is to support them on their journey to the outcome. Page number 16, 7 minutes each. Please read the opening question very, very carefully, and please use the question to each other. 7 minutes each. Peter's keeping time, go. What's the one question you're allowed to ask in this conversation? Is there anything more? Just use those words for now. We'll talk about other words later on. The first question is the introduction, and then after that, the only question you're allowed to ask is there anything more?
In an episode, gentlemen.
Thank you. How are we doing on time?
I'd love to do. Seven. I'd really love to change the way.
Okay, everyone will let's flip around and turn the
a non-conforming question for the second time. Let it ride the first time.
You should be switching now. 7 minutes.
It's a business.
No, with the future. You eat long enough, you'll get some more.
I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do.